Brothers and sisters, let me give you a status of where we are. I guess we're at that order of messages from the Senate.
Message number 319, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 15, Business Entities, Enforcement and Penalties. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, which was ayes 29, no 0, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 320. Received from non-concurrence. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 0100, Business Ready Community Program Modifications. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01. Report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 321. Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 106, County Firework Ban. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 01. Report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Noes 15, ayes 14. The Senate requests the House appoint a new conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 322. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 11, Appropriation for the Legislature. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1. Report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1. Excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 323, Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park, Transfer of State Lands. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 on a report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. There we go. Ayes 28, noes 1, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. That's it. Okay.
So, brothers and sisters, here's the status. House Bill 15 should be signed here pretty quickly. House Bill 106, we receded to the Senate position, and then the Senate didn't concur with us receding to their position. We can appoint a second conference committee to see if we can give them anything more than everything they wanted. But we're down checking with the Senate right now on that one. Senate File 11, we've got a joint conference committee report that should be on your desk. Senate File 12, we have no report. You could say goodbye to that bill. Senate Files 28 and 30, we don't have a report from the committee. Since I don't have a report, I can't appoint a second conference committee. I've also been informed by the Senate that they are uninterested in a second conference committee on those two bills. Senate File 39, we should have a conference committee report. We do. And then Senate File 100, they receded from their position, and so we should be able to sign that bill. So the only outstanding work, if there is work to be done, is on Senate File 106, other than looking at these reports and deciding what we want to do on them. So the next order of business is signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 64 from original Senate File 91.
Enrolled Act number 64 from original Senate File 91, an act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 64 being original Senate File 91. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 65, being original Senate file 31.
Enrolled Act number 65 from original Senate file 31, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 65, being original Senate file 31. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 66, being original Senate file 79.
Enrolled Act number 66 from original Senate file 79, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 66, being original Senate file 79. I have so signed. The next order of business is adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first Conference Committee report is House Message number 275, Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 11. Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 on Senate File 11 and do ask for your aye vote. This was our feed bill. We had a couple issues that we worked out in the conference committee. It's a little difficult to follow. I think I've got it penciled out here. But we adopted these House amendments. And one was a travel to other states to look at the Capitol to see what their technology systems are that will tie in with the work we're going to do here in the Capitol. The second amendment that was adopted was the deletion of the increase in our per diem that we had done on third committee. The next amendment that was adopted was regarding adding to the mural in the 3B upstairs for the Native American artwork. And after much discussion and the explanation of what we had done, the reasons why we had taken that out here in the House, the Senate agreed is we'll just leave that alone and see how the refurbishment and the project goes with the Capitol. The amendments that we did delete, if you'll bear with me. The first one, I'm going to skip down because we deleted it and amended it further. The second one was, again, it was a deletion of the First Amendment for the change in our per diem. This is why I had a hard time getting this penciled out. The next one, and this was probably be the one that's the most concerning for the House here, was a deletion of the large area compensation. We had set up a fund to pay additional mileage for those legislators that work in a large area. It was pointed out to us that in Article 3, Section 9 of our Constitution, it forbids us from increasing our compensation, and it says specifically mileage in that. It's a little bit unusual from the other provisions, but specifically mileage. And because this is in the feed bill and because we have senators who will be rolling into two more years of their term, the feed bill was not the appropriate place for this type of action. If we want to try to do something, we'll have to do that next year in a bill. So then, all right, what we did was amend further and carried on for quite a while our discussion of fruit. So what we did, you remember we adopted the amendment the second time around to just give alternatives when we issue new computers to look at different operating systems. And what we came up with was this language that we felt covered what this body wanted to do and had the adequate protections that the other body thought needed to be in place. So answer any questions if I can.
Any discussion? Discussion. Hearing none, and since you're ready to vote, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 11. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman, excused. Connolly. Davison. Eklund. Esquivel. Filer. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Gingery.
Excused.
Gingery, excused. Goggles. Greer. Green. Halverson, excused. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. Madden.
Excused.
Madden, excused. Mater. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Moniz, excused. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen. Reeder. Semlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Watt. Watt, excused. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 3 no, 6 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to House Bill 11. The next bill, or the next conference committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Message 278 on Senate File 39. Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 39 and ask for your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, this did not take away any of the sideboards, fenders, lockboxes, sideburns, corrals, lassos, or guardrails. It did not eliminate any of the bars against misconduct, moats around our assets, firewalls against viruses, prophylactics against unwanted consequences, helmets against unwanted concussions, or buffers against spicy foods. The conference committee basically affirmed our House position of adding stronger guidelines for valuation and appraisal. There were just a few structural changes to the language, so I encourage you to vote aye. Thanks.
Any further discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 39. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Blake. Levins. Lickry. Brown. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Coleman, excused. Connolly. Davison. Eklund. Esquivel. Filer. Freeman. Gay. Gingery, excused. Goggles. Greer. Green. Halverson, excused. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden, excused. Mater. McKim. Miller. Moniz, excused. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen. Reeder. Semlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Watt, excused. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 1 no, 6 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to Senate File 39. We're now at that order of business of, or no, Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Folks, in the west balcony right behind you, I have three brothers, and the ugliest by far is sitting up in the balcony. I would like for you to welcome him to the people's house.
Welcome to the house, and as we know, you can't choose your family. For those of you who have ordered blue books, there are three more sets in the back of the chamber. If you did not receive your set of blue books today and you've already paid for them, please speak to Wendy Madsen to arrange to have them shipped to your home. We're now at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The next enrolled act for our consideration is enrolled act number 59, being original House Bill 15.
Enrolled Act number 59 from Original House Bill 15, an act relating to business entities.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 59 being Original House Bill 15. I have so signed.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Representative Nicholas.
I, too, have three brothers. And we know the ugliest one of my family is, don't we?
Brothers and sisters, I have the second conference committee appointed on joint conference committee number 2, but if it's pointless to do that, I don't want to make that appointment and waste our time. So instead, the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. We'll find out what happens with Senate File 106, and I will keep you posted, unless there are other privileges of the floor. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege four.
Certainly.
I think there's room for one more Tom Lubnow story. And I'd like to take you back to 1953 when a 17-year-old whiskey and beer drinking chain smoker showed up at the University of Wyoming on campus. And one of the people he ran into was Tom Lubnow. And Tom Lubnow says, "I think a fraternity would be good for you." And, in fact, that happened, and that happened to be Tom Lubnow number one. And I think that helping others started with his father and carried through to the son.
Thank you, Chairman Lockhart. Anyone else for privilege of the floor? The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.